1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
More proof that marriage is really just a never-ending debate over where to go to dinner.
Okay.
According to a new survey, the average couple gets into how many arguments per year about where to go to dinner?
I have to recuse myself.
An argument about where to go for dinner. It's not like, nah, I don't want to go there. We go there all the
time.
Top
five things are where to order from or what to order. Who's going to pick it up? How much food to get? Will you share or each get your own thing?
Do we mean just a discussion or do we mean an argument where you are ferocious?
That's a good point.
It says the average couple argues over restaurant choices blank times a year.
We agree we both want to go eat.
You could debate where to go eat. Not an argument.
That's not an argument. You're right.
Okay, say debate. Debate where to eat.
Okay.
Which is tamer.
We do that.
Don't act so like we don't argue over.
It's not an argument. I know I'm going
to
eat.
Look at that. He's trying to be so perfect.
No.
Weird.
Well, nobody else on this show is trying to help me with it.
Nobody else has to argue with anybody to go eat.
Table for one,
Brian and I
please.
Can never. I often eat at the bar, and I'm fine with that.
I found you a 14-bedroom, 7-bathroom, big house in Alaska.
How many square feet is it in Nome?
11,000 for 2.9.
In Nome?
No, just...
Oh, no.
I looked up the most beautiful home for sale in every state in America.
No, I want to... I'd like...
The thing about Alaska is they're all going to look like that. They're all going to... Okay, don't get mad, but they're all going to look like those green-roofed, large timber cabins.
Yeah, this is just big. It doesn't look that great.
It doesn't look great.
Or it's going to look like tar paper wrapped around a shape of a house, because they have a lot of that in Nome. I've seen it.
Just because you have square footage doesn't mean that's going to look good when you get in there. It could be like an airport hangar, and it's just, that's crappy.
And is it all chopped up? Is it all individual rooms? What are we dealing with here?
Is it all like tile because of the crap weather almost year-round?
Yeah.
What
is there a basement?
You know the thing about the Hamptons that bummed me out the most when I was there, and that's like nirvana for me.
The fact that you had less money than anybody within 500 miles of you.
Everybody murdering their neighbor.
No,
not a lot of TV shows.
The murder thing was fine with me. Money thing was
that you were the poorest person.
It occurred to me a lot
there.
I don't know. I stopped and talked to a cop who pointed out one of these mansions I wanted to find, and I might have made more than him, but I don't know. I don't know how long he's been on the force, you know, whatever. The thing that really bummed me out is the lack of diversity of architectural style. Do you know shingle style, right? You know what I'm talking about. You think East Coast. Do you know what I mean when I say shingle style?
I think so.
It's popular around here now. That you can find a shingle style house all over the place.
Mm-hmm. What did you want to see? Maybe there's zoning regulations.
I just wanted more diversity. That, you know what? You have a shingle style house out there, or you have an international house.
Well, you know who doesn't?
And Billy that's a white modern box.
Billy Joel, Jerry Seinfeld, they don't.
And they all have shingle style houses. Yes,
right,
they do.
Right. No, they don't want more diversity. And they're the ones with the money. And that's why you...
Both of their houses are like 50 mil. But I'm just saying, driving around, and you would think you would just have more diversity in
both of their
architecture
houses were
choices.
Maybe they all live there because they want to live where...
Yeah,
the style is the one like they like.
Yeah, not what you like.
If
you wanted art moderne, you'd go to
Miami, probably,
or Miami. Palm Beach or something.
Exactly, I understand.
Better
that.
Weather too.
I understand, but
a hurricane comes through.
But pound for pound,
if you
wanted
a flat 3-bedroom ranch, you'd move to West Allis, Wisconsin.
There is the Meisner Mansion in Palm Beach, okay, which is a Mediterranean-style red roof thing, and you know what I'm talking about when I describe that, right? You think that's very Southern, very Spanish, very Mediterranean, blah, 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 right? But that's still not all there is down there. There's a bigger variety.
The Hamptons isn't like that.
It's not. It was
afford to be
stunning.
More exclusive. Yeah.
It was so surprising that every $50 million house looked kind of the same.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Billy Joel and Seinfeld, they like that.
That, I don't think, has happened anywhere else in the country.
And they both tore their places down and built these places, too.
Maybe Palm Springs, because everything would have a flat roof in it. Yeah. I know. Sure. Exactly. It was weird, though. How many restaurant debates do you get into, Bob?
A year or a week? What are we talking about? What's the time
frame?
A year. You get into four. Four. All right. Eight.
Double it.
He did.
Eight dates. 16.
Double that again.
32.
And double that.
Really?
The average 70, debates.
64?
And again.
What?
Take about 17 minutes to resolve. What?
Boy, I do
That's
not
44
get
44 hours of your life.
I do not get in this many debates or discussions about where we're going to dinner. I don't go to dinner that much.
Now?
That's about 140 times more dinners in restaurants than I would have.
156 times a year. But that doesn't mean just going out. It means like ordering in to anything related
arguing,
to food.
Arguing. That means you argue about every meal.
2 out of 5 people say food compatibility is so important that in a relationship, it'd be a deal breaker if you were dating somebody who liked really significantly different food mm-hmm. than you did. Because then you'd always have to go eat Thai food if you just like Chinese or something.
If... I'll even shed the gender roles for this question and just say, if you come home and your partner has been cooking for a while that afternoon, mm-hmm. let's not say all day, like slaving over the stove all day.
Started at 3 o'clock, or 3 o'clock. They started making dinner.
Quite a meal, maybe 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's not a holiday meal. It's just a regular.
No,
meal.
It's just a dinner. Nice, you know.
Okay, I felt like doing this tonight, so I made.
Yeah.
Spinach pie.
There's not going to be an argument there, right? If you're just a normal human being, you'll sit down and say it was nice. And...
You should, right? Didn't your dad have a habit of not really... Didn't
My boy Donnie.
Didn't he say things that weren't so pleasant?
You know he had some things
at the
to
table?
Say. He said some stuff.
Right?
He had a problem.
Like it was too hot or something? Yeah, or it was...
Why you always got to cook this so hot? Why you always got to cook this so hot? You know.
So, you know, I bet in this,
you know, you talked about
your
him,
mom.
You talked about him earlier today and how he was so reasonable.
Yeah, with that snowmobile jammed in the back of his car. They got divorced.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
They
got
divorced.
He still talks to his son.
Why you always got to cook this so hot? That's how an oven works, Dad. So
Stouffer's released a clothing line, too, in case anybody's interested.
We talked about this before.
Did you already? Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that.
Some time ago, they came up with that story.
They did. It's a couple.
Like lasagna
it's like
on
a
your
week
shirt.
Old.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you about it in case you wanted to wear something nifty to your non-Thanksgiving dinner.
Thank you, Carrie. I love reliving those boyhood memories. My mom staring knives through my dad's head at dinner.
I bet she felt like that was a debate.
An argument.
Or an argument.
But that wasn't what it was about, or you know, what was being cooked. It was the quality of the cooking.
It was,
that's an argument about cooking.